Hey, Tempest, you need to book it. Mark, my on-again, off-again, presently on-again boyfriend, dug into the waves, hard. We're going to miss the party. Don't get your panties in a wad, I yelled back, even as I paddled faster. We're almost there. My built-in wave radar was telling me we still had a couple of minutes before the wave crested, but, like Mark, I wanted to make sure I was in the best position to catch it. It was probably going to be the last one we had time for this morning. Already the sky had lightened, the pink and lavender streaks that had ushered in the dawn changing to the usual blues and ice grays of a February morning over the Southern California Pacific. The waves kicked up spray, ice cold and salty sweet, as we crashed through them. A snapper hid in front of me, but I ducked through it. I was angling for the bigger wave behind it, focusing on it like a shark on a blood trail. As I did, the simmering resentment I often felt toward the Pacific and its siren song drained away. I was vaguely aware of Mark and some of my other friends laughing and joking as we worked our way around to catch the party wave. But then, even that was gone, and it was just me and my board and the vast and endless ocean. The wave started to crest, and I pushed up quickly, smiling as my board responded like it was just one more part of my body. But then, it had always been like that. From the first day my dad paddled me out to sea on his board when I was no more than 4, the ocean, the board, and I were one. "Looking good," Mark called to me, and I threw my head back, laughing the way I never dared to on land. But out here, it was hard to hold back. Even harder to resist the pull of the water and the sheer joy of the roller coaster ride. The wave we were jumping in on wasn't particularly big or particularly complicated, but surfing it was enough to send exhilaration rushing through me. More than enough to make me feel powerful and capable and, for a few short minutes, in control of a life that was rapidly spinning beyond my command. The water surged beneath my feet, and I shifted a little, searching for the sweet spot I knew was just a knee bend away. Laughed again as I found it. Braced for the downside. I never caught it. Instead, my legs turned to jelly beneath me. Throwing my arms wide, I struggled to regain my footing. Seconds passed. One heartbeat, two. Long, strung-out moments of utter astonishment. And then I was falling. Tumbling into the waves with no more control than a rag doll. Shocked, I couldn't remember the last time I had actually wiped out. I kicked hard, tried to scissor my way back to the surface. I didn't move. Couldn't move. My legs had gone completely boneless, flopping helplessly in the water no matter how hard I struggled to move them. My heart pumping like a piston at full speed. I tried not to freak out. No big deal, I told myself, clawing at the water with curled fingers. It wasn't the first time the ocean had tried to hold on to me. I knew what to do.